My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Danny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, Kenny, you are going to be away for a few days. So you'll have a little bit of a vacation before football season ramps up.
I'll be here in Northeast Ohio, though.
You will be. Yeah. I am trying to schedule a vacation before the football season gets underway, for the grind of the football season.
Yeah, there you go.
Gets underway. We really do the heavy lifting. No, we just talk radio. But me and my wife got into an argument the other day because I was going over dates for a potential vacation in August.
Yeah.
And she said, so what do you mean? You're just going to be home with the kids? And I'm like, yeah. And, of course, my wife works from home. So we got that basement finished with the unbelievable carpeting from Floors with AZ. But she's down there working, and she knows that if I'm home with the kids are going to want to go downstairs, especially the one that's old enough to actually want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so she is like, do you need the vacation? You're just going to be here. So she's trying to talk
she's me. She's got a set on her.
She's trying to
Lord
talk me
Almighty.
Out. Kenny, she's trying to talk me out of taking vacation.
Do you want to come in and do the show? You can come in and do the show.
I just would like a nice breather. That's all. A nice breather here or there would be nice.
Well, you're entitled to your days off. I understand that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever ran into a problem with anybody. This is why I would just probably take the days off, obviously.
Do I have to just... But should I take the vacation and take kids to, like, Columbus?
I don't understand. So she needs you
home.
Or
to Streetsboro?
You don't make any sense with me. And I know there's got to be other people here. No, because you can't take them to Streetsboro because I'm not there. Because my first thought, I was like, bring them over. I'm like, oh, I ain't going to be there. So I'm going to be here. So what's the point of that? I've never seen a situation where somebody's told to go to work, not be home with the kids.
Yes. Well, what happens is...
From their wife.
Yeah, here's the deal. Because I'm going to be home... then that's going to relieve the in-laws from helping out.
Well,
and
that's
nice. They help out a few days a week. So, you know, we've come up with this plan that's worked out fairly well for us up to this point. We're hoping that plan can continue. It's saving us a ton of money, fortunately. But the minute I'm off for a week, that's supposed to give them a week of relief, which means I'm going to be with the kids, and my wife is assuming, oh, that just means that she has to help. Now every day and not be able
Why does she have to help? You're the one who's home.
Because Izzy's gonna wanna go downstairs.
Okay, well,
basement,
too bad. Mom's
basement,
at work.
Basement.
You just give her what she wants? Is that how this works?
But my wife will hear her upstairs screaming and yelling.
Well, I guess you shouldn't have had kids then. I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be a fix. I don't really find that to be a fix.
Maybe you can fix it by telling her, hey, you're gonna have to buck up. She's a toddler, and this is the way it goes. You need your day off.
Well, do you think...
I can't believe it. When you're... I gotta get out of here. I gotta pick up the kids. I gotta go do this. And then you gotta take care of the kids at all hours of the day. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, I got time off. I can take care of the kids. No, I can't have you home. Well, again, man, I don't know what to tell Sarah
Ohno
sometimes.
Do you think I need to schedule just outings every day.
A meeting with a divorce attorney? Possibly.
The problem with those outings are they can only last so long. You can only take at their ages. You can only take them to something for like an hour. Then you got to come back. And then they got naps. And then they've got to eat. So it's like it's going to be hard to deal with that. For that week will feel like an eternity.
Good. Glad. I wanted to. Miserable Lima is a good Lima.
Well, the reason I brought this up is I was hoping Ken would have some solutions. Yeah, I'm not really hearing solutions.
But you fixed my life in the meantime because I'm going, he's going to be miserable when he comes back. That's going
to
be great.
Do you want me to bring the kids here?
Yes! I've told you a million times. Well, I'm not the godfather either of the kids, so it doesn't matter about that. That's wonderful. Which, by the way, don't think I haven't noticed where Lima's got a game coming up eventually with college football, and I happen to be on the way to the stadium, so he's going to get two birds stone at once and bring the kids over to my house. And part of me wants to go, hey, what's the godfather doing? What's the godparents doing at that time? Maybe they can watch the Rugrats. Maybe they can do that. But, you know, I like children, so, you know, I got a big heart.
So, Kayla, can you offer up any help here? What should the conversations be?
My best advice is Cordell and Cordell.
Yeah, since Ken is not helping whatsoever. Anything from you?
Listen, the reason that she's upset is she's not trusting you to actually handle it.
Ooh.
She thinks you're going to drop the ball. Yeah. That's all it is.
And punt my responsibilities.
She doesn't think that you're actually going to do this.
So she thinks that week is really going to be just her having to do more.
Picking up your slack. Yes.
Ooh. That is a challenge.
Because that's exactly what happens when mine is at home.
Not from Kayla. I think that's a good
that's
point.
Exactly what happens.
I think the gauntlet's laid to you, man. You got to be like...
This is hard. About you proving yourself this week.
You got to be one of those guys. You know how you have to act? You have to act like one of those guys on YouTube, pretend to act when really they're just trying to pick up women on the internet. You have to act like the greatest dad possible. You got to make dad jokes. And do
Facebook
all like the
posts,
cutting of the sandwiches, the Facebook
the
posts, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Should I launch a TikTok channel?
Act like you're single.
Try to go viral?
Yes. That's what you need to do.
Am I going to have to stay away from the booze that week?
You need to You need to be like Mr. Mom in the Lone Star song. And off you go. My mom saw them in concert. Think about that one. That's what you got to do, man. You know what? I really don't. Boy, Bernie's going to punch me right in the teeth the next time I ever see that man. You don't need to call Cordell and Cordell. I think you need to take that as a challenge. That week needs to be a challenge. And you wake up, you soar with the Eagles in the morning. If you're going to hoot with the Owls at night, you wake them kids up and you're with them the entire time. You just go hard.
It needs to be two separate worlds completely.
Get them worn out. Get them worn out.
Yeah, well, that's the key too. Do you know any stay-at-home dads?
Yes, I do. I know a guy who's a father of four children, four sons, and he's a stay-at-home father.
God.
Yep. Good guy. Real good guy. He adjusted. He adjusted. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. I mean, there are stay-at-home days when, you know, the minute I get off the show, I've got to go home and do that. But then again, she's downstairs and she starts to get irritated. So this will be a whole week.
Yeah, but it sounds like you can't do anything in your house without her getting irritated.
That's true.
You get yourself a glass of water, and it's a cuss out session from the basement.
We have to talk at times about when I can go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's another thing.
I feel like I'm at Shawshank.
You hear that? You hear that? It's like he just got out of Shawshank, and he got the job at the grocery store. It's what it is.
You don't need to raise your hand every time you...
Oh, boy.
Well, thank you for your encouragement.
Someone's going to get a house and... Bay Village someday, and it's going to say Lima was here. That's what it's going to be. Albert Breer was asked about pressure on quarterbacks in the NFL yesterday on Afternoon Drive. He comes on every week at around 5:20 on Thursdays. Sometimes they move it around in the summertime. Go back and listen to this, 92.3thefan.com. Here's what Albert Breer had to say, because you and I both said, hey, there's just about nobody in the NFL that has more pressure on him than Deshaun Watson.
It depends on what type of pressure you're talking about. There's the obvious ones, which I feel like you're Daniel Jones, because he's on the shakiest ground. But I don't think he necessarily will get another chance to start in 2025 if this doesn't work out this year with the Giants. The pressure on Dak Prescott and Tua and Jordan Love, that's a little bit different, like, because their contracts could be done before the year starts. You know, and then there's a different type of pressure, which is the pressure of, you know, we've been knocking on the door for a while, and now can we kick it down, you know? And I think I put, like, Joe Burrow in that category. great. You know, like, they're not going to be able to build this team this way forever. You know, as well as he's handled pressure, like, there will be some on him this year to win with this group, with the potential that some of those guys could be gone in 2025. Justin Herbert, you know, I think is an obvious one, because now it's like kind of the excuses that were there for him before are gone. So, you know, I think it's just different types of pressure. But if you want to, if you were to ask me, like, who's got the most pressure on them in 2024, in a vacuum, I'd say it's probably Daniel Jones.
I think that's surprising, because I've just given up on Daniel Jones.
I have too.
He's playing for his career, so what Albert Breer says is, it totally makes sense. I don't think he's crazy to say that. I think he's probably right to say that, but I just, there's quarterbacks that I've just given up on. I'm like, you made your money. You were able to fool the Giants into throwing money down that well. Congratulations. But you know what? A guy in New York, would he be saying the same thing to me about my quarterback situation? I want to ask you that when we come back. 216-474-0092. This and I said it wouldn't be a collapse yesterday, and you ripped me for it. So I'm going to reset my expectations for the Guardians so we can hold them accountable. And can we beat the computers? Which is a weird day to say that, but yesterday, simulations were brought out. It's not good for your Gardos. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.